Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Your Subconscious with your host, Jennifer Schluter. Yep, that's me. This week, I've had an incredible guest with beautiful, beautiful energy. Her name is Dr. Libby Kamkaran, and we spoke about which neurochemical reactions are holding us back from attracting money and why we manifest certain things easier in some areas more than others. We also chatted about how to remember your why when it comes to making money and what to look for in a great coach, how to pick one, as well as the four different types of big cats that we and our brains all fall into. It was an incredible conversation. A little bit more about Libby here. Libby is a business psychologist, TEDx speaker, and circle host, as well as a peak performance neuro coach and accredited flow consultant for entrepreneurs. She spent 5 years working as a small animal clinician before a car crash left her unable to work as a vet. She then combined her behavior degree from Cambridge with her business consultancy skills from her time in a city to create the groundbreaking Tame Your Brain program. This program helps you grow your business faster by blending together bulletproof strategy with behavioral psychology and neuroassociative conditioning. Libby also trains multi-million dollar companies in leadership management, communications, and mindset for sales success, and was the winner of Entrepreneur of the Year 2021 in the Global Women Awards run by GIFEW. Before we start this episode today, I want to invite you to my masterclass that is happening on February 11th, which is all about making it rain money for you. It's a powerful subconscious reprogramming masterclass, which has led my client to double her profit within 30 days and other clients to increase their number of clients and referrals and contracts significantly. One person has received an unexpected £1,000 from it. So join this class on February 11th, 11 a.m. EST, and you can find a link in the podcast notes below, of course. But now let's get started with this episode. Hey guys, today I'm here with Dr. Libby Kamkaran. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Beautiful.
Libby is here today with us. And Libby, go ahead and introduce yourselves to our audience. What do you do? Who are you? What's your story? Let us know.
I do all things brain, all things about the 6 inches between your ears right here. And I know that this is a phrase that sometimes scares some people, but literally your body won't go where your mind doesn't push it. It's all here. You can have all the strategy in all the world, but until you are in control of this little 6 inches of gristle right there, it won't come out. You can't make yourself do something that your brain is telling you no. So I work with a lot of entrepreneurs. I work with a lot of people who are changing their life, going through this massive transition from where they are now and where they're stuck to where they want to be, which is living with more grace and ease and flow. So my program is called Tame Your Brain, and we do all the pieces that you need to get yourself unstuck.
I love that. Thank you so much. And now tell us a little bit about your own story, because I'm sure before you developed that program, Tame Your Brain, you had to tame your own brain.
So oh God, it's always still, it always starts here, doesn't it? And this is what I noticed was really funny, because it's, you know, you can be really successful. And I was quote unquote successful. I had this fling down job in the city. It wasn't a job, it was my own business. I had this consultancy that I was running, the money was pouring in, but I was miserable and I was stressed and I was tired. And, you know, you can have on paper what you think you want and still not feel whole and complete. And that was really interesting to me. So I started on this path of excitement about, hold on, what is it that we really need? And what I found was that actually so much of it is to do with the meaning you give things. So nothing has any meaning in life other than the meaning you give it. And we apply meaning to all things, but then we get entangled with the emotions around that meaning we've given it. So we get stuck. And for me, the meanings that I had was, you know, the status, the success, the achievement meant more than my happiness for a very long time, for a very long time. And it takes an event for you to change. And for me, that event was 9/11, was the Twin Towers going down. And it just hit me, because there was this girl on my team, and we were in Hawaii. We were actually at Tony Robbins conference when this happened on that weird day. And I'm sure everyone listening can remember where they were when those Twin Towers went down. And what's really interesting is that I was in a room of about 2,000 Americans, and this girl, because of the time difference, hadn't watched the news that morning when she got out of bed. And she handed me her phone. She had a message from her boyfriend who worked in the Twin Towers. And she handed the phone to me and said, "I don't understand this." And I just listened. And it was this voice, very obviously from the towers, just saying, "Honey, I love you. The room is filling up with smoke. I don't think I'm going to get out, but I love you." And he just kept saying, "And I love you. And I love," and even now it just gives me chills. Like, her life changed. I watched that girl fall apart as she found out what had happened. And as I was watching her, I was just like, life is so short. Life is so short. What am I doing? Life is so short. So I flew back after the lockdown was lifted and planes were allowed to move around the world again. I flew home ready to really sink into this. What is it that humans need? What do we need to feel all these amazing feelings that we are capable of feeling, right? We're all capable of feeling amazing every day that we're alive, but we don't, do we? Very often. And that was the start of my mission, to deliberately learn as much as I could about the brain. So I went off and did a degree in the neural mechanisms of behavior, and I found out everything that I could about how does this game work? How can we play this game at a better level? And that's what I've devoted my life to doing.
That is so beautiful. And when you said we're all capable of feeling these beautiful feelings, what Yes. have you found that is key for us every single day to be able to feel good?
We have got to move from ego to soul. There is this ladder. There's almost like this pathway of ascension. And particularly to females, there are these distinct stages we move through. We start with these feelings of, I'm not enough. I'm not good at this. I'm not, you know, we have to move through this almost ego ground of proving that you're enough, which was me in the city years. You know, that was me doing my big chest thumping and my pulling out of my fancy car and here's my platinum card. You know, that was an ego move, pure and simple. And then we move to service. Then we move to, what am I here to do? What am I here to give, not to consume? We're not here to just consume and then die, right? Because this is really blunt, Jennifer, but ultimately we're here for a very short length of time. We get a maximum of 99 years if we're really lucky and if we're born healthy and if we keep maintaining that health, 99 years tops. Then we die. We're remembered by a very small number of people for a very short span of time. That is it, unless we build a legacy. Unless we do something that moves beyond us, that is bigger than just who we are. And so it's my belief that we have to see how we can serve, what can we contribute beyond ourselves. And I think that's a lovely place when you get to that understanding. It suddenly goes, now I get it. And that for me was that real quantum leap of who am I here to serve? Who are my people? Who are my tribe? And I set up a little Facebook community. I run the Sisterhood for Alpha Entrepreneurs. And we behave as alphas. And alpha doesn't mean showy. Alpha means you hold yourself to a standard. And that standard is service. That standard is contribution. And that standard is, you know, being an alpha doesn't mean waving your dick around. It means the opposite of that. It means that quiet confidence in service. And I love it. I love it so much. Come and join my gang.
I did actually before this. I was like,
did you?
Oh, I joined it today. I was like, oh, I saw the Facebook group. And I love it because it says Sisterhood for Entrepreneurs, for female entrepreneurs, right?
Yes. Yes.
And the word sisterhood I find so important, because often as entrepreneurs, especially as female entrepreneurs too, sometimes you feel alone, or you feel like not everybody gets you. And it's needed.
Yes. And it's really vital, because, again, being an entrepreneur can go two ways. You can go into entrepreneurship on this hunt for money. And I've seen this a lot in the last year in the coaching industry. There are a lot of people out there, and I'm sure you've seen it too, and they're posting their figures, and they've become all about how much money they're making. And it's a little bit gross, frankly, because it's not about, the money isn't the be all and end all. The money is just a way of keeping score of how many people you've helped. It's literally that simple. And as such, just celebrating the money feels a little bit off to me. Celebrating that money alongside recognition of what service you've given, that's a very different place to come from, I feel. And I'm just a little bit wary of how many people are then influenced to go and put their stall out and say, yeah, I'm a coach, because what they're actually doing is chasing that money, not the service. Does that make sense? I don't know if I've said that right.
No, absolutely. I totally understand it. And I want to say something about this too. So last year I was in that trap where I fell for that. I fell for that
right.
Even because I knew what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to help people. I know I wanted to serve people, but then because I knew, and because I knew my purpose, because I knew where I wanted to go, for me, it was easy to fall into, okay, now I want to make money with it. Now I want to make a lot of money with it. And then I fell for it. And I had reached a point where I was making a shit ton of money. But then afterwards, and I don't think I've really talked about this on the podcast a lot or on my social media a lot, I fell into like a few months of quite of depressive thoughts and yes. feelings and all the time. And I was like, what the heck is going on? And I really had to literally find myself again after falling for that. And now I also know one of my friends has bought into a program like that. And the coach is just seeing her as money coming from her. She's seeing her as something that like she can make money off of. And if you don't do what the coach says, if it doesn't work for you, then it's your fault.
this is the cookie cutter craze, isn't it?
Or yeah.
People are emulating that coach, and so they try and do everything exactly as that coach does. That's not how this game works. The universe cannot reward that because you're not being authentic to you. You know, we can only serve if it's ours to give already. We can only, you know, my passion for knowing more about the brain, knowing more about humans, and knowing more, that's been there all along. You could have looked at my bookshelf when I was in the city and you would have seen the same range of books, because that's been what I've been excited by for a number of years. And all I'm doing now is delivering my knowledge to people that I've spent years learning. But what I'm scared of is perhaps the wrong word, but what I'm really wary of is these very, sometimes they're very young, sometimes they're very influenceable, seeing these images held up to them of you must be like this, and then them having to change themselves to fit exactly as you say. The coach tells you do this, who are you to argue? Who are you to have a different opinion, right? But what's really exciting, Jennifer, and what I love right now, this is the first time we are in the middle of a revolution that is perfectly suited for women, that is perfectly designed to fit around us and our lives. Excuse me. I'm going to take a sip of water. It's a clear sign of when I'm talking too much. Sorry, I've been talking all morning, been on back-to-back calls. Let's a little break and come back into that. So for women, it's a time when suddenly you can build a business that entirely rests upon a digital technology that you don't even have to know very much about to then be able to connect with people around the world. And then you can go and do your school run, and then you can fit in your coaching calls into those times when your baby's sleeping or your kids are at nursery or, you know, they're at their after school club. Suddenly we've got this ability to build ourselves an empire from our living room, which is crazy exciting, crazy exciting. And I don't think there's ever been a revolution that's been in such a way flexible enough for women to take massive advantage of it. And that's where I'm getting really excited these days.
I highly agree, because also to not only give women the chance to do that, but also to do what they love at the same time and to get wealthy. Not only can they build a business with freedom, they can do what they love and they can get seriously wealthy. And the more money that comes into the hands of good people, the better that
exactly.
world is going to be. And the more money for me now, the more money that gets into the hands of women, the better this world is going to be, because we have had a world that was run by men for the last thousands of years. And where has this gotten us? To this very point.
Exactly where we are.
Revolution
exactly.
is happening now. And yeah. I find it so beautiful that we are doing this. However, what I want to get back to is, how can we as women not lose sight of why we do what we do, instead of falling for the money trap or falling for...
Yes.
Just wanting that business that works around our schedule, but really to know why we're doing it, why we're serving
yes.
all these other women. How can we
it's always got to come back to exactly as you said there. why we're doing it. Everything sits on that why. Because if your why is strong enough and big enough, the easier the why, the bigger the why, the easier the how is the best way of thinking about it. And the more the why is in flow, the more that why is something that you love to do, the easier the why, the easier the how as well. So both of those things matter. So it's got to be big, but it's also got to suit you. It's got to fit you. And so I'm a flow consultant as well as a peak performance consultant. So I look at the different types of the brain. There are four main brain types that are out there in the world. And the four brain types are really differentiated by what they find easy. And so I made them into big cats. Because why not? Because cats, right? Cats are awesome. And so you're one of these main big cats, and there's no such thing as a bad big cat either, is my other theory. So if you're more of a cheetah brain, you know, you are 70 miles an hour, you're either like running down that gazelle really, really fast, or you're getting distracted by the next one that comes along, and suddenly you go, oh, about over here, because you have three brilliant ideas in the shower every morning, and then you'll follow through precisely none of them because you've already got distracted by another one that's coming along. So cheetah brains are really quick off the blocks, but then they sort of peter out and lose speed because they start procrastinating as soon as things get hard. So you might recognize some of our own behaviors as I whip through these. The cheetah brain is, they make an excellent entrepreneur, but they need a team around them to actually make their business move. You might guess that I'm quite cheetah brained, and just the way that I'm delivering, they're very high energy, they're very fast speakers, but then they need a team because they get really, really easily bored and distracted and go, oh, anyway, I didn't really want to do that anyway. And they change the narrative and do something else because they've just got distracted. Or you might be more of a lion. So the lion's all about the pride. So this is all about that love of people, you know, hunt together, sleep together, eat together. The lion is all about connection. So the thing they fear most is rejection. So they initially make great salespeople until someone says no. And then they're like, oh, I don't think I'll put myself out there again, because they love people so much. But they're the ones that know everybody's birthday. They do the leaving drinks. They organize the baby showers. You know, they're all about team. And as a result, they make brilliant entrepreneurs in people businesses like this. A lot of coaches have a high lion energy, which is also one of my areas. So I'm a jewel. Then you get the leopards. Leopards sit in their tree all day watching everybody else because they have no ego. They don't ever want to put themselves forward, and they're always waiting for a little bit more information before they can make a decision. And then it's just got to feel right. And I get the sense you might have a fair bit of leopard in you, because you're all about fairness. You're all about, you want a fair deal for everybody. You want everyone to have equity. You want connection, but within a system. So you like systems, you like organization. So these are the people that at a barbecue are going, have we catered for the vegans? You know, do we have enough chairs? They're looking after everybody. They're like the Mother Earth figure. They're very grounded, very real. But they also hold themselves back because they haven't ever got this desire for ego. The desire for status isn't there. They want to do good. So there's different brain types. The final one is the tiger. This is that, it's a very steely energy. The tiger is the winter of the group. And it's seen as cold. It's not cold. They're just very process. They value process over people. So if you've got more tiger than lion, you know, you will value the spreadsheet somebody's on rather than the person on it, because the process is bigger. So behind every big bank and every big law firm, the field that I used to work in, you know, you've got these amazing steely brains running it. And the tiger is that slow, stealthy padding towards their goal. So what's interesting, what's exciting, is when you can start understanding more about yourself and more about your flow, then you can begin to know how you serve. Because then once you're living on purpose, once you're doing the things that come naturally and easily to you, guess what? People will value that. People will value that because you're doing something that's yours to give. And so suddenly when you link that to your why, you can build a real life-giving business and one that really serves others, because you are in service. You're doing something that is yours to give. Does that make any sense at all?
It makes a whole lot of sense. And how do you find that people, so when they find out how they are giving, how they are serving, like what are the different types of all these big cats, let's say, how do they serve best? Because you mentioned how they are, like in a barbecue, for example, but how do they serve best as these four cats?
When you know what your profile is, and it never, it's the opposite of a school report. It's not designed to put you in a box and say you can only do this. We can all do all of them is the most important thing to note. We just find some bits easier than others. like I can talk all day for a job because I'm mostly lion and cheetah blended together. So I'm what we'd call a star profile, which is on the cusp of those two. So this is like Myers-Briggs, like Prism, like DISC. I'm actually trained in five different profiling tools. I like this one because it just makes more sense to me. But for a star, the way that I serve is by shining my light on knowledge, on people, on methodologies, and then I lead. So I'm like that North Star guiding the way, because that's mine to give. That's my position in the world, which is in flow for me. And so I can show up as that day after day, and I will not get bored and I will not get tired. Whereas you give me a spreadsheet, I'll break it and I'll probably not be very good at actually using it, because I'm more about people than I am about process. So don't put me in charge of project management, because I would be crap at that. So it's all about understanding what your speciality is almost. And then you can just sink into it. And it feels glorious when your business reflects you. You know, and we do call it a life-giving business. I just won Entrepreneur of the Year award last year with the Global Women Awards, which I was really hugely flattered by, because what they award on is life-giving businesses, not just how much money you're making, which really matters to me. That really, I'm really so grateful for, you know, being recognized as being a business that does good in the world, because that's what's important to me.
Congratulations on that. And I can also really feel, because we were talking before the recording started, and I could really feel how you are not just interested, like, let's say, in being on this podcast, but you were also interested in me, in the audience, how you can serve them best. And it really comes through. So it's definitely an award meant for you.
That's nice. Oh, I like that. I didn't think of it like that. I'm just nosy, absolutely. I guess. I'm always keen to like find out, what does this person need? What do they need next? But that's, and this is what's really interesting about money though, isn't it? Is that I am so passionate about helping people. I go where the help is needed. And the money question at the moment is the biggest one on the market for me. And that's why I've built a course around it, because that's, for me, my way of serving is trying to fix whatever I see as the biggest confusion people are having. And people are, at the moment, I feel very confused about money. Am I allowed to earn money? Is it ethical to earn money? How can I do it ethically? How can I do it and feel good about myself? Like you had that crash when you fell out of alignment with yourself. You know, I really don't want that for anybody, because it feels bloody awful, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
And yet when you're earning, and when it flows, and when you feel like you're doing good and making good things happen and serving, I know I keep using that word, but yeah, that can feel bloody amazing. And I think, and you know, it is important to say as well, having a business that does good and runs well within your flow state, that's the dream, not just the big numbers on a board. That, you know, you can have the big numbers on a board. I used to work in a very high paid job and I was bloody miserable, but a business that actually is feeling good while you're doing it, that's the dream that I want to help people get towards right now.
Exactly. And then let us know what is the missing link, because I know I was serving, I was in my purpose, I was making a lot of money, but still there was the crash. Like, what is that crash?
There's two answers to that. We can only be authentically in alignment when we are moving through that transcendence of ego to soul that we talked about earlier, of not having to prove you're enough. So you move out of that ego driven I must, and that's what I see a lot in the market, is a lot of coaches do this, the bragging about money for money's sake takes you firmly into that ego zone. However, the celebration of achievement, and this sounds a little perverse the way that I'm lining this up, but the celebration of achievement is almost the exact opposite of that. It can look the same, is the thing. That's the problem. And that's what we have to get more knowledge on and understand really deeply, so that we don't unintentionally poke ourselves by pushing ourselves out of alignment and feeling dirty around money. Money shouldn't have any heat around it whatsoever. It's just a way of keeping score. It's just numbers. And those numbers can change dramatically. So, for example, I'm now at the stage of having approximately 30K months on the regular. That's a normal figure for me. I used to earn that amount in a year. You know, that's crazy talk. But that money doesn't feel, in a way, when I was earning 30 grand a year, what you'd expect it to feel like when it's coming in every month, because it just begins to normalize. But what we have to do is use the neuropsychology of success. We have to use the way that our brain works with its, you've got your big four main chemicals that your brain likes to run, dopamine, oxytocin, GABA, serotonin. These are our reward systems. If we can link massive, unbearable levels of pleasure to the activities that earn us money, guess what happens? You become a super powerful machine. You become a money magnet. Money starts to flow to you. You almost can't help it. Why? Because your brain gets a happy hit every time you're doing the right actions. It's the linking of your beliefs and your values to your actions that makes you super successful. But you must be in alignment. You have to have the right beliefs around money for that flow to start and for you to start feeling like a money magnet and for that money to start. And it, literally, when you're in alignment, you can't help it. Opportunities show up. Things present themselves. It just flows. And this is where it does go a little bit into the quantum mechanics of brain success. You know, in order to quantum leap where you are in life, it's not about just trying harder. It's not about doing the same stuff over and over again. You have to change your rules. You have to change the rules that you've applied to your life. So what you crashed from was you hit up against a rule that you didn't know that you had. And we call this limiting beliefs. We call it money blocks or whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of fancy words that coaches use around this, but ultimately what we're talking about is neurobiochemistry. You hit a biochemical cascade that pulled you into your arousal state of the sympathetic nervous system. You hit cortisol hard. Suddenly you were linking adrenaline and stress to what previously had been flowing, right? And then, and I can tell you, and you can probably tell me if I'm right, I'm willing to bet money that you had symptoms of that churning feeling in your gut, that horrible sick feeling of despair. You know, you had that racing heart, you had that feeling of being quite low in your mood. All of these are biochemical events. Feelings are just biochemistry. And once we know, once we really deeply begin to understand how our brain triggers those, you can short circuit it and you can stop yourself getting there. But we must start by this understanding that money sits in between your beliefs and your goals. And until you get that line flowing beautifully, the money tap is turned off.
I love that. And it hit the spot, because for me, it was, I've done a lot of work around it since last year. And yep. I wanted to see where you come up to where the crash was. And for me, it was definitely that line between the beliefs and the money. Like, I had certain beliefs around money. I was also thinking that I was not enough for that money or whatever. It didn't have to do anything with me serving or whatever. It just had to do with my beliefs yep. around money. Because I yes. knew that my work was good and I was doing some good stuff and all of that, but it was just that belief about money that I had learned from my parents, learned from society, you know, that I had bad experiences around, where now I was feeling like, oh, I make 10K a month. Wow, that's terrible.
Isn't it interesting? But you've got to that number, you have a set of beliefs. You have a set of boundary fences that your brain goes, uh-uh. And guess what? You then start to go into self-sabotage behaviors, because we cannot deliberately move towards pain. It's impossible. Our brain won't let us do. And this is my point earlier of, you know, your body won't go where your mind doesn't push it. Your mind was what stopped you there, right?
Absolutely.
Like, hard
stop. And then my body felt shit. My body, like, in, yes. because of my mind, my body was like, oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I love yeah, that.
People get that.
Thank you so much for
people
that.
People get this wrong so often of, like, the psychosomatic illness. It's not you're faking it. It is the direct link between psyche, the mind, soma, the body. They are intrinsically linked, you know. You can't separate them out. So, yeah, your bodily representation of your mindset was what then came out as symptoms, right?
Absolutely. And I love how you're bringing together, you know, your beliefs around the soul and around the universe, but at the same time with the science that is backing everything up. I love that myself, and I'm a big fan of that, because we have many people that don't believe people who just say, oh, you need to do it because of your soul and because of the yes. universe, blah, 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 blah. And then people are like, no, but wait, I need science for me to.
I need science. Yeah, I'm a big, I like data. I like data. There are always things that we can't explain. There are always things that we don't understand yet. And, you know, our judgment is based on, we only know what we know. So sometimes it is like a caveman picking up a CD and going, well, that's a rubbish stick. You know, you can only judge it on what you already have as knowledge. And we're still learning. We're still learning so much about the quantum field. But there is so much science behind this stuff. It gets dumbed down. So what filters out into the marketplace are words like affirmations, words like you must call it in, you must manifest it. But people don't understand there is a whole lot of brain biochemistry behind that word manifesting that is proven, that is known. They only get the end result of you must manifest it. You must think it strongly enough to believe it and then it will happen. That's not quite how this works, right? There's a couple of layers below that. But we can make it very simple. We can make it very simple by saying everything is created twice, first in your mind, then in the world. And the first step is if you can't even envisage it in your mind, it's never going to come out in the real world. So we have to start here. It's inner size, as we call it, not exercise. We have to start playing with the brain and start making your brain go down those neural networks that will lead you to that eventually. But we have to over imagine it a lot of times to make it happen. But it's not as simple as just it, you know, affirmations on their own, for example, can't work because it's like going into the garden and just chanting, there's no weeds, there's no weeds, there's no weeds. Does nothing. You have to get a bloody big stick, dig them out of the root. You know, we have to address exactly as you found, the limiting beliefs first. That's where our work has to start. Because until you get those out of the way, until you get that bloody big stick and dig those weeds up, you every time you get successful, you will self-sabotage back down to a level that's more comfortable for your brain to recognize.
And I also think that's why we are great in manifesting some things in some areas. For example, some people of us are great manifestors in business. Some are great manifestors when it comes to love or when it comes to friends. Because we have different limiting beliefs around all these areas. And that's why some things work for you in one area and some other things don't.
Yeah. And I think it's really, that's a really good point. Honestly, Jennifer, it's really, that hits the nail on the head for me because we, as we said earlier about you have to change your rules. When people can manifest easily in an area, it's because they've already got a rule preset that allows them to. They've already got an example held up or they've got a or it might be a coach, for example. So I always walk my talk. I always invest in the best coach that I can in my field that's several stages ahead of me because that affects my brain power. I can then visualize it. They have to be ethically aligned with me. I'm not talking about just what figures they're billing. I'm talking about, are they at the nth end of where I am on my scale? Because if they are, then I can model. And that means I'm going to get there faster. So my first ever coach was Tony Robbins. And I loved his work so much, I then became crew for him. And I crewed with Robbins for, I think, 6 years after this. After the Hawaii 9/11 Life Mastery University that I was part of. I then went and actually was staffing the firewalks and doing the pole jumps and things like that. But that's because I was in alignment with what he was doing in the world, doing these ultimate breakthroughs, doing these, you know, rip out those limiting beliefs and setting a new standard for yourself. And then every coach that I've picked since then also, they've got to have something that I can latch onto, something that I believe as well. And then I can watch their success and then it becomes mine. And that's the secret sauce here, is not just blindly following people that you see doing well, but doing well in a way that you can be proud of, the way that you can associate with. And that's why the Global Women Awards was a great thing for me as well, because it also connected me with other people that were in that community of life-giving businesses. And that's been what I now set my stall out as, this is what I want to follow and seek out.
I love that. And especially when you said, give us another, let's say, tip for searching for the right person, for the right coach, for the right person to lead you. Because right now, as we've talked about, it's always about, I'm making 100K months. And no, yep. That's not why you should go with that coach. You should go with that coach, with that mentor, because?
Yes. It's got to be something where you, and they don't have to be like you. You know, you don't have to only choose a female coach if you're female. And I do coach some blokes as well. I coach quite a few eight-figure entrepreneurs and a lot of C-suite executive level that want help with either their personal life or their relationship as well as their business. You know, that ends up being something I do. The reason people have told me they've chosen me are hilarious. One lady did it because I talk about cats all the time, and she was like, and she was just like, well, I just instantly liked you, you're a cat person, of course. And I'm like, that is a rubbish reason to choose a coach, but thank you, that is brilliant. But it always makes me laugh. But it's other people have just seen me talking. So I spoke at, for example, the Climate Coalition. I'm a big activist for the climate. I'm a climate reality leader trained under Al Gore. And I was a speaker at this event, which had, I think, 14,000 people. A couple of people then came to me after that and said, wow, I saw you speaking. I talked about the big cats and they said, can we do a profile? Other people have just come across me on YouTube. Again, cats. I filmed a litter of kittens growing up during lockdown. And I just did a little snippet every day on what can you do for your mind right now that will make you feel better? Because I'm all about helping people just feel better. What you can't change sometimes your situation, but you can change what it means to you. And therefore, you can change how it makes you feel. So my advice for anyone looking for a coach is don't be seduced by what they're telling you they're earning. My phrase for my clients is, I care about your outcomes more than my income, is my summary. Look for what they've done for people. Go and look for evidence of how they've helped other people. And that could be testimonials, but it might be just people. So I've just started like Google reviews. Go and look at a Google review. Go and see if they've got a LinkedIn review where that, because people have to put their name to those. So those are a little bit more hard won than just, for example, a screenshot of a Facebook post, which some people do pay for. Some people offer Amazon vouchers or cost of coffee. And, you know, that to me is verging into that, oh, is that really ethical zone of territory? So look for Google reviews, look for LinkedIn reviews. Also look about their languaging. We can tell an awful lot about people's belief systems from their languaging. And if it is just relentlessly about the money, you might not be in alignment with that. You might be, you know, no judgment on this. Some people are so desperate for the financial success and the financial rewards, that is their priority. But we've got to remember, people buy what they want, not what they need. People buy what they want, not what they actually need. My trick is to give people exactly what they want and slip in what they need as well at the same time, because I know it all comes back to mindset and beliefs. But I know some people do come to me saying, I want those 10K months. And that's why I have a program called Money Magnet, because that is people's concern, right? That's what they are worried about. So that's how I serve them, is I help them with that, but then I slip in all the mindset about beliefs and goals and values behind that. Like a false horn on a unicorn. You want this? Okay. Underneath, it's a really good riding horse.
Exactly. And I agree. I was just going to say that that's probably why you called your course Money Magnet, because that's what people want. But
you've got
then
it.
You have to give them what they need.
You've got it. And, yeah. I literally have to tell them in the first week, yes, this is going to be about money, but to get you there, let's talk about you. And then we dive deep and we dive into this difference between possibility, probability and potentiality. You know, where can you get to is what we want to expand. Because at the moment, you know, what's possible and what's probable, it's usually probably quite low key. But getting you to that field where you can play big is beliefs, goals, strategy, in that order.
I love that. And do you want to tell us a little bit about more your a little bit more about your course Money Magnet? Just a little
yes.
bit as a
Money Google Magnet course. Is yeah. a very simple premise. It's not a course, it's an experience, because what we must move away from is this idea that we can buy a thing, buy a gadget, buy a widget, and it will change us. Like almost like by some process of osmosis. I've paid my money, I therefore demand the results. It doesn't work like that. This is a sink in and do it experience. So it's a 4 week long, 1 hour a week training, but then every day there's a homework. There's a thing you go and do. There's a thing you have to feel. So I use a tracker. I give everyone a tracker. It's the only time in my life I touch a spreadsheet. I hate spreadsheets. But on this tracker, we log every day where you're feeling, what your belief system is. And guess what? Over time, what's beautiful is you can then see yourself change. And so there's this think, feel, do continuum that we all have to really embrace and understand. You know, I said earlier about, you know, you've got to change the rules that apply to you. Changing the rules takes time. You can't just buy a course, rub it on your face and hope that it works. So I literally handhold for that 4 weeks through that course. We do a lot of closed eye work, which is where we talk directly to the subconscious. So every week there's a closed eye work that you get to do. You get to keep those for life as well. So you can repeat those as many times as you like, because those are the bits that really go in and sink deep and change what you're thinking and feeling. And then the doing, then we look at the habits. What habits do you need to change? It's all about this idea of aggregate gain, where you change by 1%, actually you end up with a massive difference in a year's time just by doing 1% different every day. So it's more than just money that we're talking about, obviously, because, and the phrase that I say over and over again is, it's never just about the money. It's never just the money. It's never about the money. It's always about you. It's always, it's here. It's heart. It's what you bring to the world is what you'll get rewarded for. And so, yeah, I'm in love with this experience so much. I've had 20 people go through it in December. I've got the most amazing testimonials from them. It's been so heartwarming just to be reading those, and people messaging me, like this lady when I said, how did you hear about me? And she said, oh, your cats. And she's just been like, you know, thank you so much. This has changed my life. And I love that so much. So yeah, anyone that wants to get in touch, I'm sure we can put a link to that in the feed for this, Jennifer. But absolutely. I'm really happy.
We will put a link in the podcast. Yeah, for sure.
But if they want to, if you want to mention this podcast is where you saw me, I'll happily do a discount for those of you that do want to jump on board. Our next one launches in February, so we're just beginning that process now, which is exciting.
Beautiful. And which date in February?
February the 23rd is our welcome call, and then it runs for 4 weeks from then. And it's me personally, it's not a minion, it's me running the whole thing and supervising you in the Facebook group. And you get my support in there to ask anything you like over that month. So it's a really, you know, coaching with me one-to-one is a 5-figure ticket price. I am high ticket. And this is a really accessible way of getting the good stuff. And it really is the good stuff. This is a summary of everything I know about the neuropsychology of success delivered over 4 weeks. To move you into this quantum space where you just attract effortlessly those things in life you want. Some of those is money, but there are other things as well. And a lot of that is how you feel. So if you just want to feel better, this is a 4-week experience that will help you to get there.
I love that. Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that and for bringing your gifts out into the world. And now, is there anything else that you have not shared with the audience yet that you would like to share?
I really admire anyone that is working on themselves. I have got so much respect for you, not just like anyone listening to this podcast by default must be someone that gives a shit about getting better in their life. That's amazing to me, because you see so many people that don't do this work. You see so many people that are happy to live a life on factory settings for the rest of their life, you know, and they literally turn up to Tesco's, they put on a uniform, they do their work, they go home and watch EastEnders. And that's the limit of what they believe could be possible. And you guys here, you know, you're like me, you're on the same journey as me, where you're looking for more, you're searching for more. So I've got so much respect for you. And yeah, I'd love to help anybody that wants to get an explosive uplift in that journey, because there are ways you can do this faster. There are ways that you can do the inner work better. And I'm really passionate about doing that in my time on this earth. But just remind everybody, your time here is short. Do something. Take action. Like, don't listen to this and go, oh, that was nice. Nice chat. Go and do something. Make a change. Do that thing. You know, that thing you've been pushing off, because you will feel amazing when you do.
Amazing. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you so much for your time today and for your wisdom and for your knowledge. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate you coming on here. Thank you so much.
I've been so happy to be here, Jennifer. Thank you so much for having me.
Love this episode of Mind Your Subconscious? Subscribe, rate, and leave a review on whichever platform you're listening. It's very much appreciated. Thank you so much. Catch our next episode every Monday.